This is Dr. Lee Dickering, history physical patient in Donald, D-O-N-A-L-D, Reed, R-E-E-D, Dickon, D-I-C-K-E-N, Donald R. Dickon, D-I-C-K-E-N, date of birth, 2-7-1936. Place, Franklinwood, Genesis, Nursing Rehab, date of service, 10-21-2023. History of present illness. This is 87-year-old male with a known history of coronary artery disease, status post-coronary artery bypass graft, mechanical aortic valve, on warfarin. He was admitted to St. Joseph Hospital. Patient presented with shortness of breath. Patient has a known history of COPD, emphysema. He has a recently diagnosed with left-sided pleural effusion. He was admitted to Franklin Square Hospital. He has a hospital acquired pneumonia. He was treated with IV antibiotic and he was discharged to subacute rehab. Subsequently, he went home without any oxygen. However, after a week, he noted a progressive shortness of breath and he has a CT scan of the chest done that showed right-sided pleural effusion. The patient was sent to the emergency room. He was on oxygen and nasal cannula, 3 liters per minute. Patient was evaluated in the ED, has been complaining of dyspnea, shortness of breath for 7 days. Right side pleural effusion was large. At that point, INR was 2.9. Thoracentesis was postponed for several days until INR was 1.5. Subsequently, patient underwent thoracentesis. 2.3 liters of pleural fluid was removed. Patient significantly started to improve better. Patient has a recurrent effusion and they did not find any infectious, no infectious source was identified. Patient has a latent TB. He was started recently on isoniazid that is supposed to be continued till April 2024, 300 milligram daily along with pyridoxine. But while in the hospital, his pleural fluid analysis, ASV smear was negative. Patient was maintained on diuretics. Chest X-ray repeat showed improvement. While in the hospital, patient was evaluated by the pulmonary. Recommendation for pulmonary followed up. Patient has a complex medical history. Today when I saw the patient, he's denies any cough, congestion, no fever, no chills, dry cough occasionally, no fever, no chills, no shortness of breath. He's lying on the bed. He's very comfortable. He does have a history of sleep apnea and he used CPAP at home. Patient has a previously extensive workup done for his right upper lobe nodular opacities, questionable right upper lobe mass and large cervical lymph node, PET CT done in 2022, likely to be reactive. Patient has been followed by pulmonary and PCP closely. Patient has a CT of the neck done in June 2023 that showed schwannoma, S-C-H-W-A-N-O-M-M-A, schwannoma, unchanged from the previous CAT scan. CT scan also showed bullous centilobular emphysema. He does have iron deficiency, required iron infusion in the past. This time, after the drainage of pleural fluid, he was restarted on Lovinox along with warfarin. PTOT consulted. He has generalized weakness, and the patient was sent to the Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Past medical history, number one coronary artery disease, tarsus coronary artery bypass graft, next line schwannoma, SCHWANOMA, next line history of pleural effusion, next line history of large bilateral hernia. History of right upper lobe pneumonia,